Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Shots all day. If you catch me in the air, you already know my name. It's King LeBron James. I make them all say, I dunk it in your face and I hit you with the tray. Fly like Jordan, hit shots all day. If you catch me in the air, you already know my name. It's King LeBron James. I make them all say, I dunk it in your face and I hit you with the tray. Sometimes I think crossing you over. Every step I get, you already bending over. I'm the biggest winner, you already know the name. Got me all day, I'm gonna do the same. All he's gonna do is, and he hits the J. All he's gonna do is, and he hits the J. All he's gonna do is, and he hits the J. All he's gonna do is, and he hits the J.
Morning, everybody. Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich Radio Program. We are in the Town Fair Tire Studios. You feel free, jabronis, to give us a call, 617-779-0985. You can watch us on twitch.tv, search 98.5 The Sports Hub. Also, you can get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. I'm reading this thing on the AV Club, and I guess before they fired Sandler and Farley, the show was about to be canceled, and that's when they redid the, it was the second largest overhaul of the cast, and that's when they brought in Farrell and Oteri and Kattan.
Chris Kattan.
And and then there's this thing on the AV Club, and it was 1995, and it's almost impossible to remember because obviously Will Ferrell's hysterical, and Anchorman's my favorite comedy ever, but he sucked that first year. Whoosh.
I remember. So, yeah, because I saw the article, and they were talking about that, and you know, it's almost impossible to think that he wouldn't have been, you know, great, because you just remember some of his best sketches, and some of them were early in his SNL career, but... Like, what did they mention as being some of his first things?
Because I remember hating him. And the cheerleaders was
I never liked the cheerleaders. Yep, never liked that.
The Get Off My Shed, which I know he did in his audition, but the Get Off My Shed sketch is not funny at all.
That was the first thing I remember him doing in the very first episode he was in, and I thought, what the hell
Well,
is
it's embarrassing
this?
To watch.
Oh, my God.
Because there's no laughter. Like, it's one of those, it's like a Leslie Jones sketch where there's just like.
Very good comparison, actually.
Like, it's just, there's not even like a teetering. It's just like, ooh.
But he auditioned with Harry Carey.
Yes.
So that must have been in his first season. Harry Carey is an all-time great.
No, but he does. But remember when they were on the cover of like Saturday Night Live, or on Rolling Stone, and they were the cheerleaders, and you're just like, ew.
Yeah, I was never a fan of the cheerleaders, but I mean, but I love Will
Ferrell. The Roxbury
guys. See, the Roxbury guys were pretty funny.
How many times?
I mean, they only did it like three times, I think. And then they made a movie out of it, which, you know, that's a little... You know what? The Night of the Roxbury is actually on TV the other day, and I had it on. It's not great, but it's not awful. Like, it's one of those, like, all right. I mean, you knew what it was going into it. You weren't expecting The Godfather. So, I mean, it was fine. But the sketch itself, I mean, 3 minutes at a time, was really funny. Like, I liked it.
Yeah.
You want him? You want me? Him. And then the women would get between them, and they would just start knocking the woman back and forth with her chest. I thought that was a pretty good sketch.
Jim Carrey was on it the first time, right? He was the middle guy of the three.
He wasn't on it the first time. He was on it, like, later on. They brought him in.
That was one of the ones where they bring in, like, the third guy in between. And everyone goes, like, woo!
Well, he was the host. He was the host.
No, I know.
That episode.
And everyone goes, like, woo! This is crazy.
Yeah, so it's funny. I've been introducing, you know, now that my kids are old enough, I've been introducing them to some of the best of Will Ferrell. And I showed them the one where Garth Brooks sells his soul to the devil to write a song. And it's one of my favorite all-time SNL skits. It's one of the best ones. And of course, the Prospector one, which I can't believe never made it on television, is the best thing that he's ever done on SNL.
It's pretty good. No question.
But that cast also had, it was one of the guys from Kids in the Hall, I remember, was on it.
Yeah, the shrinking your head guy.
Yeah, that's right. He was on it. You had Goat Boy, who, of course, we have had in studio, who said that
he was not on that cast. I don't think.
Oh, he was not in that first season?
Jim Brewer, right?
Yeah, Jim Brewer.
Because that was Jay Moore and Jim Brewer. I don't know if he was on that season. The dude from Anchorman was on it. The dude with
David Koechner?
Yeah.
Packer.
Packer. Steve Carell's wife was on it. Sherry O'Terry was on it.
See, the women, that was the one thing that they really hit it on, was once they kind of flushed the old cast and put the new one in, like, they got some really funny women on that show. Like, Sherry O'Terry was good. Molly Shannon was good. Who was the sweaty balls woman? She was pretty funny on that show, too.
Molly Shannon. Molly Shannon was good, and you kind of wonder where Molly Shannon went. You know, you see her pop up on TV shows from time to time, but she was very talented. I wonder if that movie where she smells her armpits, Mary Kate
Superstar,
if that killed her career, because she was funny. I enjoyed.
I thought
her.
That Sherry O'Terry's Pill Woman was also another fantastic.
I like Sherry O'Terry too. Sherry O'Terry was. Sneaky would have liked to have slid it in.
See, I never thought of her that way.
Well, she's on an episode of Just Shoot Me, which, by the way, is a highly underrated show if you're just home during the day and want to kill time. It's really not bad at all. It's actually kind of funny. And there's an episode where she comes in. For some reason, she's hired at the magazine, and she ends up having sex with Finch, David Spade's character, and she's like kind of like really dumb and peppy, but kind of slutty. And there's something that made a collegiate Fred Toucher home from school take a path around Me Town.
With Sherry O'Terry?
Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting one.
I believe about a size 3 shoe. No, but yes, I have. That was, for some reason, I think at that time, anytime a woman played someone who was full of lust, that was enough for me.
Well, I mean, you're...
I mean, there was Nell Carter.
You talked about it.
The beginning of Give Me a Break.
But was she lusting, or was she just lusting for cleanliness?
She was lusting for cleanliness. No, I'm just kidding. I never did that with Nell Carter.
No, but you were a Golden Girls guy. Like, you thought that...
one time.
Blanche.
No, Blanche is ugly. But one time Blanche was seducing a college student, and just her promiscuousness was such that, like, her overt sexuality... The next thing you know, I was in Pleasure Town. Population, me and Blanche. But that happened. You ever watch Too Close for Comfort, like the rare times it was on and there was the blonde daughter? That kind of happened. Like Too Close for Comfort was on like three times when I was a kid.
Is that the one with Schneider?
Yes.
Okay, but it wasn't on in regular syndication, because I don't remember it being on regular TV. John remembers it from college. But I don't remember it on regular TV, but it was, it would just be on, like, three times it was on, and then you just saw the blonde daughter, and it was almost like, ah, I guess. Like, I guess.
I just don't know why you were watching that when you had remote control on MTV, and that was, like, yeah, the best.
I watched that a lot.
Yeah, Carrie Moore. Yeah, yeah. And, but when she was gone, I didn't like the Latino woman that came on.
There was Marisol was the first one. Carrie Moore was the second one. Who's the third one?
Oh, I thought that Carrie Moore was the... I didn't
realize
Carrie
Moore, I thought, was the first one.
No, she was the second one.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't remember who the third one was.
Okay. And then after that, it was singled out. Like, that became the other one that kind of filled in that spot. And that was Jenny McCarthy and Carmen Electra, I think.
Right. Carmen Electra replaced Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah, Jenny McCarthy was... Until you got to know her, that was some decent stuff. And then it got, she just was like, hey, I'm the one who takes doms.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I'm hot and fart. And then you just went, oh, you're going to be really annoying for the rest of your life. My wife, like, listened to one of her podcasts. Ew. And she's like, oh, Donnie Wahlberg's on it. And oh, you don't say. That the power couple that's Donnie Wahlberg and what's her poop face. Yeah.
Well, hope she didn't take any of her medical advice.
Oh, we're anti-vaxxers to the end, my friend. No vaccines in my house. I want everyone getting measles.
Yes, man. Well, maybe your wife will start watching The Masked Singer with Jenny McCarthy, who's on that, too. That is a laugh riot.
By the way,
there you go.
When you're an anti-vaxxer, one of your go-to clips is the Brady Bunch episode where they all get the measles. You might want to rethink your whole medical standpoint. Well, look, there's an episode of the Brady Bunch where they all stayed home so they could all catch measles. Okay, well, there you go. All right, Rich, what is coming up? There was a lot of very, very long games on yesterday, including one St. Louis Cardinal game that I got to imagine was over 4 hours. Oh, look at the box score.
Yankee game beat that easily.
No, I know. But
Hang on, real quick. I'm sorry. Somebody just tweeted me this, and I guess this is true. Rob Schneider's daughter is the one who sings that X's and O's song that was like a hit. You know that one I'm talking about? I'm the gun, da, 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 X's and O's.
Yeah, I think her name is L. King, Rich?
Yeah, L. King. Yeah, that is Rob Schneider's daughter.
It is.
That's an older song, right? How old is that?
It's like maybe 3 years old, maybe 3, 4 years old, I think.
Five.
Or maybe like 5 years old. Okay.
Hopefully she gets her money.
That's Rob
Schneider. I do know that song. I know
and
that
she's
song.
She's cute, well. And Rob Schneider, you wouldn't think would produce that.
Oh, he probably was with this really, really hot woman.
Oh, you're probably right.
All right. Where's the box score? Okay. How long was this Cardinal game? Because it seemed forever. 3 hours and 53 minutes.
Yeah. The Yankee game was an hour longer than that.
Yeah.
And it was nine innings.
Yeah. So was this. It was nine innings, and it was 6-4, I believe, was the score of the
7-4,
game?
7-4, I think.
7-4. Okay. So they scored in the top of the ninth. So, yeah, 7-4. Oof.
Yeah.
By the way, there's going to be fans at the ALCS in the World Series.
Did see that.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is wide open, baby.
I wonder if the Cardinals made the World Series, if I would consider going.
Do you know how expensive those tickets are going to be?
Yeah, but I'm not drinking, so I got all the money in the world.
Well, but think about that. If they're only allowing in, I think it's what, 11,000 or 12,000 people or something crazy like that?
I think it's 15.
Okay, so 15,000 people. I mean, just to get in the World Series, even when they allow in a full stadium, the tickets are ridiculous. And now just imagine it where you're going to have that, like, that market where you can charge almost, you know, what would it be, like three times as much to be able to go because of the limited amount of tickets?
You're knocking out a bunch of people who, because of COVID, don't want to travel or don't want to go.
Oh, I mean, World Series tickets doesn't have money. I mean, that's not an object for them.
Yeah.
Like, that's something that they're going to spend that money anyway.
By the way, I know of a radio host in the city who had to travel but did not want to fly, so they got a private jet.
But that's flying.
Mm-hmm. but cleaner.
Oh, okay.
You know how much that runs you? 25 grand a roo.
Oh, well, then, I mean, that's...
One way.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is a waste of money.
Well, it was.
How long was the trip? I hope it was longer than like an hour. I mean, if you could do it, get your money's worth.
I mean, it wasn't, you know, to Europe.
Okay.
I mean, I would have sucked it up and got it on the airplane, but what are you going to do? But 25 grand. 25 grand one way to fly.
And this person just wanted you to know that.
It was in context of something. It was during a longer conversation.
Because I don't know what kind of dick this guy is to just I just spent 25 grand on flight.
I didn't say it was a guy.
Okay, well, whatever it is. Because that just sounds like someone just...
No, I like the person. I like the person a lot. But but I'm just letting you know that COVID got the best of them, and they said 25 G's one way. There you go. All right, so we'll talk about all of that and the basketball and everything else under the sun in just a
moment. Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go.
No match for a little...
dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench.
Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench.
And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape.
Perfect. On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
Last night. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. I just heard my name. That means Daddy just shot off an email looking for some dinero.
Right, if I'm not getting paid, leave your damn name out of your mouth.
My name does not come out of those lips. All right. And I ain't kidding. I ain't getting shorted one more cent from this place. All right, Rich, what's going on?
Oh, the Lakers, they leave the Heat beaten, battered, and bruised.
Good defense there again from Solomon Hill. Made it a tough shot, but then they turn it over. James with the steal, throws it up. Davis back up, and this time able to finish.
All right, if this is the way things are going to go, then this is going to be the least entertaining NBA Finals in years. An easy one. The Lakers dominate 116.
Gorman's pick is wrong.
Well, we don't know yet. It's early. It's only one game.
The series is over.
It was over 7 minutes into the game. The series is over.
It does not look good for your Miami Heat.
Well, I thought that the Heat would be able to steal one, but after yesterday and some of the injuries, which we'll get to in a moment, man, this might be a clean sweep. Anthony Davis, by the way, just ridiculous. 34 points.
It's unfair. It's unfair the way that basketball players are now that
Fred.
He was a point guard. And by the way, like not a small point guard, like a, you know, well over 6 feet tall point guard, you know, big prep kid. And then right around sophomore year or whatever, his body just says, how do you do? We're going up to 7 feet.
Yeah.
And you're going to retain all those skills that you had as a point guard.
He's the one guy in the league I look at, and it infuriates me that a guy that size can do stuff like
Green, a little hesitation, now drives. Nice pass out to Davis for three. That's a difficult pass with his off hand.
I mean, how can a guy that tall be such a good three-point shooter? It's against the laws of physics.
Just, I mean, not even that long ago, the Shaquille O'Neals the world. I mean, you had a big man. They backed their man up on the post, and they had McHale-esque, you know, around the rim. They had moves around the rim. That's what you did. You had to have finesse around the rim or power around the rim.
Yeah, you weren't necessarily athletic. You were just strong.
You were strong, and you had post moves. And now that doesn't matter at all. These guys can all bring the ball up. They can all handle the ball. They can all drive. They can all shoot threes.
The smaller guys post up way more than the bigger guys now.
Well, because that's the way, because they draw everyone out.
The big guy dumps the ball into a guy like Jimmy Butler, who posts up a smaller guy.
Right, because they get everyone. Work. They unclog the lanes. They spread everything
clear
out
of sight, and away you go.
So it really is. Basketball, because I'm not familiar with, I don't know other sports where this would be the case, but basketball, because football, it seems like no one plays until they're like 18. But basketball is the one thing that when you have a kid that's like, you know, an athlete, that you just go like, what's the point? Like, my kid's going to, you know, play, you know, anywhere, you know, whatever. Like, if he wants to, I wish him the best, give him what he wants. But and just basketball is one of those things that you're just like, these guys are otherworldly. Like, it's just the dexterity. I mean, it used to be that if you were 7 feet tall, just chuck it in and do your business.
Yeah, but then there's a J.J. Barea every once in a while. And you go, how do you explain that?
Well, I mean, that's one in how many?
Again, well, then there's a Nate Robinson.
You're talking about meteors. You're talking, not meteors, you're talking about, you know, once in a generation athletic talent.
And then
talents.
There's an Isaiah Thomas. There are guys like that out there, but in today's NBA, the 5'9 guy doesn't play much anymore.
Well, Nate Robinson was like Mr. Football and Mr. Basketball in
Washington. He's one of the best athletes I've seen. As far as just being athletic, for him to be as small as he is and get air the way that he does is absurd.
But now those guys, I don't think can play in the NBA. Because we talked about this before, everybody switches everything. Kemba Walker's not tiny. He's 6 foot, 6'1", whatever he is. And he is a liability on defense at times because you saw it happen against Miami. They post him up. They clear a side. They back the guy down. It's a huge advantage there. Guys don't stay with their defenders now. Everybody switches everything. So the 6 foot guy is going to wind up on a 6'8 guy. 70% of the time.
Well, it was a wild game last night.
Run.
Well, Lakers actually found themselves down by 13, but for the first time in two series, found themselves not able to keep a big lead, or the Heat, rather. Then it's just like, why couldn't they have blown a lead when they were playing the Celtics? So the Lakers went off bringing themselves to a 32-point lead after being down by 13. I mean, it was just really one hell of a swing. But then things got even worse for the Heat after that.
Butler slips on the deck. Oh, and he tweaked his left ankle, and he is down. A 5-on-4 break now. Caruso alone under the basket. Anthony Davis. We still have seen no sign of Jimmy Butler. And Butler right now on a sprained left ankle, it looks like. Butler walking gingerly on that left foot. And Miami takes the timeout.
So Jimmy Butler rolls his ankle but remains in the game, but that would end up being the least severe of the Heat injuries. Bam Adebayo left in the third quarter with a shoulder strain. He did not return. While Goran Dragic, he ended up suffering a left foot injury before halftime. Now, they announced after the game that he suffered a plantar tear, but they don't know whether or not he's going to continue to play. There was hope because he walked on his own out of the arena yesterday. Yes, I know. He was walking at his feet. He was using his feet. I guess they're going to do some reevaluation this morning to figure out whether they're going to be able to play. But what a kick in the nuts for the Heat. Here's LeBron afterwards.
I feel great. I've been preparing for this moment for quite a while. Fans, no fans. The inner challenge for myself and the way I prepared myself, it felt amazing to be playing in the finals once again.
Yep.
Fans know. You know me. You see me play. Fans know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. As a big fan, I know. He doesn't have to tell me. I know. I know the way he prepares.
You're in on the code. You get it. You understand.
I hate LeBron. I'm going to give him one thing. So one of the funnier moments of the game is that Jay Crowder decided, I'm going to be the guy that shows LeBron that he can't push us around. First by like almost ripping off LeBron's arm while battling for this loose bar. And then he like a big tough guy, swatted the ball away from LeBron after a dead ball so he couldn't go up for a layup. Now, I hate LeBron, but I've seen many a player try that stuff over the years with him, and it just makes him even more of a monster. Okay. And it was right about John at that moment that the Lakers said, all right, enough screwing around, and just started to destroy Jay Crowder in the Heat.
This is what happened. The Heat came out doing exactly the same thing they did against the Celtics. They played the 2-3 zone, the pick and roll, everything they did that worked against the Celtics, and it worked for about 7 minutes against the Lakers, and they were up by 13 points.
And Crowder's all peacock.
Yeah, and Crowder in a scrum for a loose ball, Fred. I don't know if you saw this.
I did not.
Crowder did not go for the loose ball. He grabbed a hold of LeBron's right shoulder and pulled.
Armbarred
and tried to pull his shoulder out of its socket. And then he slapped the ball away. This is about 30 seconds later. He slapped the ball away from LeBron. Miami didn't blow that lead, Rich. The Lakers just overwhelmed them.
They woke
Miami
them up.
Miami had no chance after the first 7 minutes of the game. The Lakers, it was a 32-point turnaround, as you said. L.A., regardless of if Miami had Bam Adebayo and Goran Dragic and a healthy Jimmy Butler, it wouldn't have mattered. L.A.'s going to win this thing in four straight games. Or, like I said against Denver, if LeBron decides to coast one game, Miami might get one.
But we see this every postseason. It's like, you know what this is? This is Lance Stephenson blowing in LeBron's ear.
Yes.
We saw exactly what happened after that.
Oh,
all right,
I got him. I'm in his head now. Yeah.
Nope. Okay. Yeah, effed up, and he's going to murder you.
Well, yes, LeBron, Kobe Bryant, Jordan. I mean, you see it. They just want, then they get the ball, you know, shoot, step back threes, drive. They do whatever they want at that point. Yeah, they just go, well, I can do whatever I want.
He did that too. LeBron did Adebayo. We were talking about people switching everything. LeBron had the ball early in the game, and this is when the Lakers decided to start playing. LeBron saw Adebayo come out to him. And you know Bam Adebayo is a very good defensive player. And LeBron stared him down, went between his legs two, three times, stepped back, almost with his heels touching the sideline, and nailed the three over him. And you're like, okay, it's go time now.
It's going to be that kind of night.
All
huh?
right.
Yeah. Right. He can do whatever he wants. I mean, that's the thing, is he can do whatever he wants. All right, Rich, what do we have coming up?
All right. Well, we got some good news on the Patriots front. Also, the NFL's moving things around, and we will get to, of course, John Sterling, play-by-play guy for the Yankees, losing his mind last night.
I would don't know. You could go to sleep. I don't blame him. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
This is the home of the game.
Patriots!
And these guys... Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, this weekend, the Patriots, they are 7-point underdogs for only the third time in the past 18 seasons.
No.
Can you believe it? We, of course, have the Bankroll Boys on next hour to maybe talk about whether that would be a good thing to put your cash on. But it was good seeing that James White had returned to practice yesterday. He'd been away from the Patriots, spending time with his family following the death of his father and the hospitalization of his mother after the car accident the two were in last month. As for the Chiefs this weekend, Devin McCourty knows that this defense is going to have their hands full with Patrick Mahomes on the other side.
It's a huge challenge to go against this offense. They do a lot of things really well. Speed everywhere. You know the guys. And obviously, I think with the speed everywhere, you still have one of the best tight ends in football in Kelsey. So they're just tough to go against.
Do you have a weird – you probably don't, but I just have a strange feeling that – maybe this will be a Stephon Gilmore bounce back game, because he's got to be sick of hearing it, because I guess people are bringing it up to him now. They're asking him about, you know, the decline in play, the pass interference penalties, how he's had three already and he only had one last season. I just have a weird feeling that we might be seeing a bounce. And if not, then it's time to get a little worried. You know what I mean?
Well, he's, like we've heard from everyone, and it stands to reason, Kansas City's a different kind of team in that there's not the obvious matchup. I mean, it's going to, they're going to have to get very creative around the field. And, you know,
if you're up against Tyreek Hill one play and then you're up against their tight end the next play, I mean, that's Travis Kelce. It's quite a lot to ask of someone.
That's the thing. Even if Gilmore does have a bounce back game, he's only one guy. I mean, they have so many weapons.
Rich is saying specifically Gilmore, but the thing is that this is not going to be as easy a game as going, all right, well, Gilmore's going to be on, you know, Metcalf or Seattle with Metcalf.
DK Metcalf.
DK Metcalf. He's going to be on Metcalf the whole game or, you know, something like that. They're going to have to be far more creative than that. So it might get a... It might be one of those things that you don't know how he did until an hour after the game because
people take a look at the all 22s and go, look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would hope so if you're a Patriots fan that that's the case because I don't know what his one-on-one responsibilities would be. But
well, this is one of those games, Fred, too, where you can't double and triple guys. I mean, there's just too many. There's too much dangerous weapons out there.
I will say this is well above my pay grade in terms of how they're going to play defense against Kansas City. I don't know.
I don't know how anyone can play.
I've not to play zone, so I guess don't play zone. But other than that, I don't know really what you're supposed to do.
Well, after the COVID breakout amongst the Tennessee Titans, their game this Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers has officially been postponed.
He's playing the sandwich kid.
The sandwich kid.
That's right. Sammy Watkins this weekend.
Sammy.
Yes.
That right. He's a bloody hell.
That's right. Sammy Watkins, the sandwich
Kansas
kid.
Kansas City, get yourself a brisket sandwich. But Paul, it's only brisket. No, no.
Well, even Sammy Watkins seems
There's
to like his name.
There's two pieces of bread.
Yep, there was, you know, we asked him about it.
Hey, Sammy, anyone ever call you the sandwich kid?
Nah, never. Never got that.
With Sammy Sandwich?
I mean, it's pretty cool. You know, I mean, I got a lot of nicknames.
Would you consider maybe that one? I mean, that seems like one that probably would catch on.
But why would it be Sandwich? What's the meaning behind it?
Sammy. It's, you know, Sammy. It's like they should call like a really good sandwich. Hey, Sandwich Kid with another TD.
Hey, I like it. Put me in the middle and just Sandwich. I get it.
No, you really didn't get it at all. But
oh, we got it plenty. Oh, Sammy Watkins, you played a good game. Reward yourself with the club.
That's right. Cole Cuts McCartney showing up once again.
The sandwich kid.
All right, very good.
Okay, well, I mean, oh, yeah,
tell you something. I think you'll understand. Oh, the many ways you can use barbecue in a sandwich. On. It's going to get moist. It loses crispness.
I think of the origin of Cold Cuts McCartney, and it makes me laugh out loud. That came from an interview that Chachi did with the guy who owned a deli / Beatles Museum.
That's right.
It was like the weirdest thing, and he did it on the radio, and he was like...
He introduced it that way. You know, Joe Smith from the Beatles and R&R Deli. Yeah, that's right.
I'll tell you this. It's the finest... Beatles Museum / deli in all of New England.
That's what, you know, Cole Cuts McCartney is great, but if even I think back of the origin of how that happened, it's just, I got, like, does that exist? Is that something that actually happened on, like, dude, how, where is this place? Beatles Museum and Sandwich Shop. Yeah, God bless Chachi for finding it. Yeah, I mean, I guess you run out of guests for breakfast with the Beatles after a while.
You know how there's a big ball of yarn in, like, Kansas? It's the biggest ball of yarn. Well, this would be, like, the third biggest ball of yarn.
Okay, the third biggest one, yes. Or you could also get a grinder if you want to.
There's a place in Vermont that's challenging them for the best deli with the Beatles memorabilia.
I understand. Well, as I was saying, after that big COVID breakout amongst the Titans, their game Sunday against the Steelers has officially been postponed. Now, the NFL originally stated that the game would either be played Monday or Tuesday, but according to reports, the CBS crew that will be working the game has been told that it's going to happen on Monday night. So there you go. We get a little bit of a doubleheader. So Titans coach Mike Vrabel yesterday, he addressed the situation.
I would say their reports of being in on Saturday may not be entirely true. That's where it looks like it is today. That could all change. Could be earlier than that, and then could potentially be later than that, Teresa. So I wouldn't just assume that it's Saturday. We are preparing to play the football game now. as earliest as Monday. Confident that the league will allow us time to practice and then move forward with the game.
Yeah, so Vrabel was then asked about the status of his players who had tested positive.
Some of them are indeed experiencing flu-like symptoms. Nothing, I think, out of the ordinary. We anticipate that they will feel better shortly. Nothing of overly concern. But again, my concern is always with the safety and the health of our players, their families, our staff.
So this is going to give the Titans a little extra time to practice, seeing that they're, as he was saying, not even allowed back right now until Saturday, and Vrabel's not even sure about that. But no word yet on whether they're going to stagger the times between the two Monday night games or make them go head-to-head. I don't know. What would you rather watch? Titans-Steelers on CBS or Falcons-Packers on ESPN?
Titans-Steelers on CBS.
Oh. I'm here for the Falcons crash and burn party, to be quite honest.
The better game is Titans-Steelers.
Well, yeah, because they're both undefeated, but I mean, the funnier game is Falcons-Packers.
Okay, fair enough.
And there's also the Lions angle. You want Atlanta bouncing back to get Green Bay a loss there in the NFC North. Come on, John, you're better than that.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. I didn't see that.
You don't see the Lions angle.
I did not see the Lions angle, no. Mm-hmm.
There's also the option of saying, this is an evening where I may sleep.
Well, those are two pretty good
every evening for me.
How funny would it be if there's Tuesday night football, though? I mean, it would suck for the other teams because, I mean, obviously
you're
going to
be all worn out from tonight. You're going to be all worn out from tonight's game.
Jets Denver.
I felt so bad last week watching the Thursday night football people have to tease this week's game. It's a Jets versus the Broncos.
Denver.
Broncos. Yeah, it's
Mark
right.
Mark Rippon's nephew.
Third string quarterback, Mark Rippon's nephew, Brett Rippon. Oh, he of Boise State is going to start tonight.
We looked it up today.
It's the worst team in the league versus the most boring team in the league.
Well, I mean, listen, Denver's got a third-string quarterback and everyone's hurt. And then you're up against a Jets team that everyone's hurt and suck. So it's going to be a real barn burner. I'll put it on and then I'll get nice and depressed and then there you go.
Well, Bill
Thanks
Belichick
for Trevor. Was... In fact, if they lose tonight, they might fire. They'll probably fire Gase.
Yeah,
it's a long week.
That's the word. I mean, they couldn't fire him on a short week, but if he loses today, that's it.
I like if they lose as opposed to if they win, and then it's all
well,
roses.
Well, with Denver, there's the possibility.
They could win
today.
That's not what I'm saying, is that, yes, they could win. I mean, they're a professional football team playing a garbage team, but, I mean, I just think it's funny that, oh, we can't fire Gase if he wins. We'll fire him the next week if he loses.
I don't get this, and maybe you can explain this to me, but there's a lot of people who are saying that it's like you can't fire a coach during this COVID season. And my thing is that if it's already someone on the staff, like Greg Williams that you were saying, who's going to take over, then why couldn't you do it? Like, they're already there. They're in with the team. They know the protocols. They know how everything's going. And even if it wasn't someone on the staff.
No, it would be someone on the staff. It would. Yeah. That's generally, I guess, what you would do. But I can got two words for you who they want. Man by the name of Eric Bieniemy. Offensive coordinator for Kansas City is a firecracker, and he chews out that team. I love it, and he's learned under the chins of Andy Reid.
Yeah, he's going to be good. He's going to be a good coach.
Hopefully, he'll go there. They're going to have to pay him an ass load of money because he's going to be the number one guy, and so good for them.
I believe he played with Ted Johnson in college.
Oh, in Colorado, yes. Yeah. Eric Bieniemy was a stutteroo.
Mm-hmm. He's also one of those guys that other coaches can't say enough good things about. Like, they love him.
Eric Bieniemy, I want an offensive guy. I want a guy that yells and isn't afraid to scream into Patrick Mahomes, isn't afraid, has to deal with that collection of idiots that they have in Kansas City with Kelsey and Hill and the sandwich kid who's an all right guy. No, but Hill and Kelsey, I can imagine, are a little annoying. So, I won't be enemy. All right, Rich, when we come back, what will we talk about?
All right, let's get to some of those baseball games, including John Sterling's head exploding.
All right, we'll have that for you.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? No match for a little DIY duct tape. Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... Ah, dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape than a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tool I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah! On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. I watched some baseball yesterday. I got to tell you, I didn't think I would, but there I was watching baseball, Rich, and there were a lot of games.
Yep, a lot of games, including this one.
Swung on and hit in the air to right. Back goes Naquin on the track. He's at the wall, and she's gone. A two-run home run by the Sanchino. He hit a high drive to right. Oh, that Gary is scary. And the Yankees take an 8-6 lead.
All right.
Well, yeah, he's really scary. Anyone want to look at his batting average? He's frightening. Yeah.
Well, they end up moving on. They're going to take on Cleveland in the ALDS, the Yankees. And, John, you texted me last night. I'm still looking for the clip. I haven't found it. But apparently one of your buddies was listening to the broadcast, and John Sterling's losing his mind.
Yeah, John Sterling said something along, and this, I didn't hear it. I couldn't find it either. I was looking online for it, and I couldn't find it either. Apparently, Sterling said to Susan Waldman, "This has been a very strange year, Susan. We haven't had any intercourse with the manager or the players at all this season."
And, of course, even Susan Waldman.
Susan Waldman immediately began cackling. She thought it was great, and John Sterling had no idea what it was he had said.
And you know what? There is one storyline that I find actually two in the same game. One is that the Twins still winless when it comes to, what is it, 18 postseason losses in a row now since 2004?
Yep.
They end up getting eliminated yesterday by a team that, wouldn't it make people's heads explode if these guys won?
The 1-2 again.
On the outside corner, strike three call. That is the ball game, and that is the wild card series. The Houston Astros advance, defeating the Twins 3-1 and sweeping this series 2-0.
All right. So, I mean, just the fact that they, like, barely got into the playoffs and they are now in the ALDS is funny enough. But what would happen if these guys actually went on a run and they won the World Series?
Like, sucks, people would, because you can't spike them, you can't throw at them because you're in the World Series. Yeah, they were under 500. Yeah. They were 29-31. They lucked out. They played in a crap division. It was Oakland and everybody else. Everyone else finished under 500, and whoever finished second in that division by rule this year had to go. That was Houston. And Houston beat the worst Major League Baseball playoff team in the last decade and a half. The great thing was Carlos Correa, when they put microphones in front of him after the game, said something along the lines of, "Hey, you know, what do you think now? What's up?" I mean, how lucky were you, A, to get into the playoffs, and B, to draw the first-round opponent you just drew, and you have the balls to stand there and say, "You didn't want us here. What's going on?" Congratulations, genius. You won a play-in round. Good for you.
Now, they take now on the winner of the A's and Sox? Is that right?
A's and White Sox. I think that's right. Correa, I hope, gets about six fastballs to the ribs in the next round.
Which would be nice. So yeah. Tampa Bay, the Yankees, Houston, they have all advanced. The Dodgers, they are now leading that series 1-0. St. Louis has a game. Miami's got a game. And Atlanta's got a game. So a lot more baseball today. More baseball than you know what to do with, Fred, over the next several days.
Yes, indeed. It all kicks off at noon in the ATL.
Oh, by the way, speaking of things kicking off at a certain time, there is a lot of talk right now on the internet. Apparently, Mike Florio's even saying this, that Titans game, if it's going to be Monday, is going to be at 5 p.m. So they're going to do a 5 p.m. game and then roll into Monday Night Football. I am totally fine with that. Give me early. That was one of the best things about like the playoffs when they first started. The NHL and the NBA were those games just that were like in the middle of the day or like right around dinner time. Perfect. It doesn't get better than that.
I wonder with the phase 3 part B that's going on now, if when the New England Patriots might be able to have fans.
So there was a plan in place, and I think that's been out there, is, you know, how they were going to thinking about getting people in. And it's very similar to, I think, what these other stadiums have done with like 13,000 people and spread out. But this second part of phase, it's this, we're at 3.2, right? Is that what a lot of the state? Now, Boston did not move into it, and there's a bunch of other places, like here where I am.
Where pretty damn under far siege.
Dude, it's nuts. I mean, it's like it's a full-on outbreak. I think we have like 8% positives here. It's ridiculous. I guess there were a couple like huge parties, and it just blew up. I mean,
so you guys are locked in the house, I assume.
It's easy to be away from people here, though. Nothing's really changed, you know? But I think, Fred, indoor like music venues can be half full and outdoor ones can be a certain number. But I believe Foxborough isn't in a red zone. I think that they're all clear. I might be wrong.
I can look right now. Foxborough is clear.
Okay. So I don't know what that means, and I don't know when they would move to do that. But, I mean, if you just – yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the guidelines are for outdoor places. I'm not sure.
Yeah, because 3.2 is – obviously, the close. Oh, I don't know. Obviously, there could be a 0.3, 0.4, but it seems to be the closest to the stage four, which is the new normal, which is the vaccine.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the Patriots will be allowed to have some fans.
They have a plan ready to go, though.
Yes,
and I remember
I know that
something that leaked out.
We got sent that article. Yeah, there is a plan in place, so it should be interesting. Should be interesting. All right. Aqib Talib, our new friend, we'll talk to him. No commercials here, just the headline.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem?
No match for a little DIY duct tape.
Shoot, hold on. Nope. There we go. No match for a little... dang it, wait. Duct tape and a wrench. Leaks are no match for duct tape and a wrench. And a bucket and a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
On second thought, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.